Welcome back to Insight Music, our monthly showcase of what's happening in the regional music scene. I'm Beth Ruyak. The Leak is a jazz and hip-hop combo based in Las Vegas. Rasar, the band's MC, grew up in the Sacramento area, and you might remember his solo career from a decade ago when he performed under the stage name Random Abilities. A few years ago, Rasar relocated to Las Vegas, and that's where he met his bandmates, Nick Schmidt on bass, Jeremy Klowicki on drums, Sean Carbone plays guitar, and Jason Corpus plays keyboards. The Leak stopped by the Insight Studio and talked with Cap Radio's Randall White while putting the finishing touches on a new album titled Times Like These.
The new album has a song on it called The Lick. Mm-hmm. You guys are The Leak.
Correct.
There's a connection there.
Yeah. Actually, when we go places, literally the staff of places will make bets with each other. Often I've been told, we've been making a bet. Is it The Lick or is it The Leak? The short version of it is I was touring overseas with my friend Butterscotch, who's from Davis, and we were watching a band, and there's this thing called The Lick, which is a big jazz joke that I wasn't in on, and I asked this lady why she was laughing at a very serious moment, and it turned out she had a very thick accent, and she said, you don't know the leak? And I was like, what? And she was like, you don't know the leak? Turns out she was saying, you don't know the lick, you don't know the leak, and it goes, and there's variations of that. Basically, we have a song called The Lick, which it sounds maybe like it's just a meandering of various genres, but it's basically meant to show how interconnected all this is, because we have a very wide background. You know, we love folk, and we love jazz. Jazz and punk and reggae and classical, all these different things. So we are being a representative of the larger family of music. And so the first verse is just about that. And then the second verse, actually, I tell the story of how the name came about.
It lives in you. It lives in me. Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick. It lives in you. You. It lives in me. And everybody feel it. You don't know the lick. It lives in you, you. It lives in me. Everywhere we go, you don't know the leak. It lives in you, you. It lives in me. Everywhere we go, you don't know the leak, yo. One vibe, one rhythm, one heartbeat. Unifying the vibes, wisdom and art meet at the intersection of innovation and discipline. Let it flow freely while generating the dividends. It's all about tone and feel, play with emotion. Soundscape shape your brain waves and mold them. Soul blends with the funk and jazz. Rockin' hip hop is the modern blues at last. The freestyle gospel locked you in a house. Don't be trapped by the techno beat, just break out. Check it, it's like a jungle sometimes inside a disco. Hypnotic sonically popping just like Calypso. Whopping across the country, your bossa nova. Dubstepping on dance floors the world over. Swing to the afro beat, then ride a new wave. Electronic metal is punking you with the drum and bass. The new rage is classical and ambient. I pass this ragtime like reggae. We be jangling with a psychedelic trance in a quiet storm. Drop beats like acid and blast the norms. With a vibrant flow, bounce spicier than Zydeco. Alkaline rhythms combined with down tempo lines that pass standards. There is no alternative. Musical fusion is the way that we prefer to live. It lives in you, you. It lives in me. Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick. It lives in you, you. It lives in me. Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick. It lives in you, you. It lives in me. Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick. It lives in you, you. It lives in me. And everybody feel it. The lick is universal, underground, commercial, avant-garde, top of the pops, whether rehearsal or showtime. Don't need a reason to rhyme, the sneakiest line, we spot it at the drop of a dime. No matter what the genre eventually pops up, what? For the first time I heard it in my head, it got stuck. When it began, that's all a part of the mystique. Now here's a little story of why we call it The Leak. In 2014, on a trip to Switzerland, the Butterscotch show was over, so we trickled in a little jazz club, checking out the sounds. Mellow vibe to the band started laying it down. Now right when the vibe really started to peak, energy was so intense, nobody wanted to speak. A 6-foot French lady gave a cackle of squeak. And when I asked her why, she said, you don't know the Jazz 9101, a new question. Funny how my whole life changed with one question. Demand your attention more than a suggestion. Shape that sound, feel mythos and progression. Now there you have it, kick the lick like a habit. Word of David Bowie, can't escape the labyrinth. Hard to feel this bit of musical madness. The vibration everybody feel across the atlas. It lives in you, you. It lives in me. Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick. It lives in you, you. It lives in me. And everybody feel that you don't know the lick. It lives in you, you. It lives in me. Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick. it lives in you, it lives in me. Everywhere we go, you don't know the leak.
The jazz and hip-hop combo, The Leak. Who inspires you guys? How did you get into music and find your niche that you're in now?
Personally, I started playing guitar like 12 years ago. And I was really into, you know, classic rock, Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page. Then in high school, I got into jazz. So then I decided to go to UNLV for their jazz program. I mean, we all are have a lot of jazz influence for sure. But, you know, like I said, I have classic rock influence, a bunch of other stuff. I'm sure the other guys have other influences too.
Yeah, I think in general, at least as far as the band goes, the four of us come from backgrounds where we were raised on styles of music that are not jazz-based hip-hop.
Yeah, I think that's common, right?
Yeah. Through the progression of each of our lives, whether we grew up listening to like classical music or classic rock in Sean's case or stuff like that, we found jazz, and that's sort of what connected us as a unit. And then Sean was like, I want to put a rapper on that.
Let's hear those influences migrated over toward the microphone, so I'll let you get back to your instruments.
All right, yeah, this first song right here is called Pressure. It's something that we wrote while we were in the middle of tour. We're going to play this song called Pressure about what it's like doing this here year-round. So it goes a little something like this.
And this one right here is called Pressure. Now we all feel it, we all go through it. Either way, we gon' make it. Huh. Yeah, I feel pressure. I feel pressure. I feel pressure. Huh. Good God, I feel pressure. Yeah, all my people, Las Vegas, Sacramento, all across the world. Yeah, we feel pressure. Every morning that I wake up, I hope I survive. A lot to give thanks for, but performing in dives is not the way I wanna end my career. Feeling fear when I tried to walk away, something kept me right here. Really getting clearer, everyone is just a mirror, reflecting what we need to see from our interior. Rearrange your thoughts on that mental feng shui. What? Any day that you get is a gift, I must say. Bills are piling up and I'm really getting worried. Success is necessary, needed in a hurry. I worry myself until the music, hoping I don't lose it. Lately I've been crazy, way too lazy to pursue it. Am I stupid? Nah, but the moves used to be fluid. I'm trying to manifest monumentally like the druids. It's hard to build your network when you're reclusive. Y'all wanna know what the truth is? I feel pressure when I wake up in the morning. I feel pressure, live life through my songs. I feel pressure to keep it real and true, being honest with myself, but appeal to you. I feel pressure when I wake up in the morning. I feel pressure, live life through my songs. I feel pressure to keep it real and true, being honest with myself, but appeal to you. Moment that I wrote this was damn near homeless. Losing all my focus, I don't know what hope is. Jiggers up, it's been a bluff for years. I try to build a buzz, it's time to face the facts and just admit that I am not enough. That don't mean that I devalue my essence, but right now it's all about your social media presence. Countless, not a factor, the wackier you are, the better. My effort feels like trying to end war related to senator, whoever. Truly clever with the new endeavor, and the competition's bigger, even if we did it better. They say don't compare yourself to anyone, but when we run a campaign that flops, I feel the pain, you only see the fun. Please believe me, we need funds. Don't let the suits fool you, I feed off crumbs. Success, sex, and checks all fade with the flesh. Truth be told, nobody knows what's next. Here to relieve it and getting better. The deeper we dive in water, the more than it's getting wetter. Feel pressure when I wake up in the morning. I feel pressure, live life through my songs. I feel pressure to keep it real and true, being honest with myself, but appeal to you. I feel pressure when I wake up in the morning. I feel pressure, live life through my songs. I feel pressure to keep it real and true, being honest with myself, but appeal to you.
We're here with The Leak featuring Rasar as MC, guitarist Sean Carbone, Nick Schmidt on bass, Jeremy Klawicki on drums, and Jason Korpas on keyboards. And you collaborated with the Philharmonic on the new album. What was it like working with him?
I remember I had heard about the Philharmonic online in early 2017, and I had never seen it, but I'd just seen the name around. Of course, Hobo Johnson was, you know, making his rounds. And I just remember I ran into this gentleman, and I had kind of maybe seen one picture of him, so I wasn't sure if it was him. And he knew who I was, and he came up to me, and he was just like, we're going to work together. Like, he told me. And so I was like, okay, cool. I hadn't heard his stuff. And then later we played something called On the Block. We played On the Block, which was actually hosted by, Sushi and Jamesy. And there was a bunch of great artists from Sacramento and Vegas, including our friend Cameron Calloway. Philharmonic was on that. And everyone just really fell in love with his amazing, just his stage presence, his voice, everything he does is amazing. And we had this song we've been working on for a long time, and we had it on the shelf. We weren't sure what to do with it. And one day we were just in rehearsal, and there was a bridge part, and it just struck me. I was like, what if we got the Philharmonic? He ended up on the hook and all this other stuff, and he just, you know, it was just a great collaboration. He's just such a great talent.
When I call you, when I need you, I don't care about nothing else. I'm just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. Can I call you?
Can I call you?
When I need you.
Need you.
I don't care about nothing else. I'm just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. Can I call you?
I just want some evidence of us in the present tense. These messages searching for elephants to the situation. I'm missing your voice lately. So can I call you, maybe my lady?
Can I call you when I need you? I don't care about nothing else. I'm just thinking about you.
Putting an album out is no easy task. There's usually a producer behind it. How did that come about?
Well, there's a fantastic engineer and producer who runs Tone Factory Studios in Las Vegas, Vinny Castaldo. Vinny Castaldo is one of the best music people that you could just work with. He has a great knowledge. He works with some greats. I mean, he currently works with, you know, the OJs, always working with Eddie LaVert. He's worked with the Jacksons and, you know, countless other people. But he also likes to build, you know, smaller artists as well.
I think the first song we recorded with him actually was Pressure.
Yeah.
From the first moment that we heard him play it back to us, at the end of that session, like before he had even mixed it or anything, we were like, oh, this sounds really, really good. This is so much different and so much better.
The main thing about Vinny coming in is he gives you that ear, but he also trusts us. That's the other thing. There was never a feeling, even though he gives us tough love at the same time, you know, he wants us to express ourselves and grow, and he wouldn't have worked with us if he didn't appreciate that. And so you feel the mutual respect. And one thing I loved seeing was how we came in here and everyone just kind of set their egos aside just to find what works best. That's what we learned, I think, on this album. What works best? It's not just what you want, but like what serves the song and the listener.
That's music from The Leak. And you can see the band perform music from the new album Times Like These at an all-ages album release party at Momo Sacramento on May 4th. We also have videos of The Leak performing the lead single The Lick and the song Pressure on our website. That's capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.